Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A manhunt continues this afternoon for three men who posed as police during a violent home invasion in Perth's northern suburbs. The trio entered a Girraween house on Tuesday night, assaulting a 73-year-old woman and tying up her 76-year-old husband before ransacking the home and stealing jewellery. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. The Director General of Education has described next week's planned stop work action by teachers as disappointing. They're set to walk off the job for half the day on Tuesday as they push for a pay rise and better conditions. Lisa Rogers has told the ABC contingencies are being considered to keep schools open.
It's really disappointing that we've got to this point, to be honest. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that there is the least amount of disruption for parents.
West Aussies suffering from diseases caused by exposure to asbestos or silica will soon have better access to compensation. The state government has introduced new legislation to Parliament to overhaul the process. Attorney General John Quigley says the proposed reforms will scrap the once-and-for-all rule that's currently in place.
There's a long latency period for mesothelioma and cancer. It may be 20 or 30 years. What's a person to do? This injustice had to stop, and it will stop with the passage of this bill.
In sport, the countdown continues to this weekend's derby, with the Eagles looking to continue their winning ways after last week's victory over Richmond. Coach Adam Simpson admits the Dockers do present a tough challenge, but they're ready for it.
We'll give it a go. We had a good win on the weekend, but we've got a lot of work to do. So we're still working on a lot of areas of our game, and a few of the areas clicked on the weekend against the understrength Tigers. So we're not delusional, but we're taking steps forward. We'll get a pretty good audit this week.
And the Margaret River Pro is back on this afternoon, competition shifting to Southsides as the women's round of 16 heats continue.